and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes Headquarters, day 472. How are we all doing? Ooh, Dee was in first. Hello. She's rather happy about it. Hello, Renee in Silver Spot, followed by Deb, CQCQ. Oh. It's the 30th. Do we have news? Do let us know. I got totally sidetracked today. Haven't even shown Mike this yet, but it definitely needs to be seen.
Haven't shown Mike what?
Well, you'll find that out when I can find it and show it to you.
Oh, it was nice that.
That's the wee donkey.
Yeah.
No. It was a video. This one is an absolute classic. Now, it's not for watching now because it's 8 minutes long, but trust me, it's worth every second. I need to caveat this, if you are not a UK listener, that this is not edited. What you can see of the health secretary is genuine. So this really was, when he starts bumbling and mumbling on in a press conference, that was genuine. But this one is a total classic. So take the URL, make it the first thing that you watch after the show. It's just too funny. Those things are so bad that most of the time that I just can't watch them. But, you know, now he's gone, that's a big improvement. And I've been playing around on Twitter. I know normally no good comes of playing around on Twitter. I'm trying to work it out for this course that I'm on, because all the content that we create, we put on Twitter. So I'm sitting on the Twitter website, which is something that's not happened since 2008. And it's showing you what's trending. And one thing, I don't know if you've seen this, Mike. Do you remember Lee? Oh, God, what was his name?
Rigby.
No, comic. They think Hurst. It's all over. Lee Hurst, yeah. Lee Hurst was trending. God, that's a blast from the past. He's not the bio, but you know the bit next to your name. It said, not voting, Lib Lab Con, proud COVIDiot. I thought, fair enough. So I thought, well, what's the problem? So of course, you click the link, don't you? This is how they get you. Which is why I don't like being on the Twitter website. So I clicks it. He's been banned from Twitter.
Oh.
He said, and I quote, whatever happened to Chris Whitty isn't bad enough. I mean, that's incitement, isn't it? Before you go any further. Somebody else replied and said, for God's sake, man, get a life. This man's had enough to put up with in his life. And I thought, well, hang on, you know, steady on. he's one of the upper echelons. Apparently, and I checked this, I fact-checked it, just like Simon would be proud, right? I fact-checked this because it sounded way out, but actually it's true. His dad was a diplomat, and he was dragged out of a car in Athens in 1984 and shot in the head.
I read that he'd been shot.
Whoa! I did not know that. So this poor man. And then he's... Can you imagine somebody running towards you, what you might think? Mm. I mean, it's only a matter of time, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just like Joe Cox. Yeah. So, keep me off Twitter. It's basically the rule there. Debbie's out for delivery. Yay! But he doesn't show up until 5:02. Let me have a look. 5:30. Right. Oh, dear. Mountains. That's hours away. Mind you, I did have a run-in with me Amazon man today. He actually rang me to tell me he'd left it in the porch. I thought, really? Like the instructions on the package said, the instructions on the website said, the sign on the door says, and the sign on the inside porch. Like that, you mean?
Mm.
You brought me to tell me.
And you answered it?
No, he didn't get through. If I don't know who your number is, you're not getting through. He had to text me.
Oh.
Oh, happy, happy fun. Oh, Renee's got a 15-second clip. Hello, Anthony. Nearly missed Anthony then. Let me have a look. Oh, 15 seconds. Oh, is this the new Lidl? God, I'm so excited. I'm too excited. It's not good. Oh, all I've got is black at the minute. I might have to let that process for a bit. Not a single mask except for your wife. There's something wrong with these people. We've got another classic tale, haven't we, Mike?
Have we?
I'm not seeing it. I'm only seeing a poster frame. Ah, got it. Got it. Oh, all the littles look the same. Our little looks like that. Only not quite as clean. Yes, there's only your wife with any brains.
Or is he filming some random woman?
No, I'm hoping that that's Mrs. Renee. But she's one classy lady. She's the only one that's got the mask on. Tell her she looks fabulous. Rest of them, idiots. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed your day out. What did you get from the little aisle? The smile aisle in Lidl. Oh, you saw one man with a mask. Not on there, though. Oh, dear me. Face mask coming in. Oh. Hello, Kim. Yes, the farce today is... There was some news last night that came out that said, and it was like one of the major headline... Schools are in a complete mess. 100,000 students have disappeared. Yeah, I thought that was quite a lot.
Disappeared? That sounds like...
The Pied Piper. Yeah. Apparently, they didn't go back to school after the COVID thing. So there must be 100,000 students being homeschooled. Or just let, you know, meander around the garden with a football. So that was the first story. The second story was 200,000 children had to be sent home because of COVID. Children don't get COVID. Yeah, apparently they do. So that was doing the rounds, right? And then a friend of ours on Twitter posted. Now, hadn't her son already had it?
I can't remember.
I think her son had it ages ago.
We know that many people whose sons and daughters...
We know that many COVIDiots, don't we? Yeah. Well, anyway, I believe her son had it sometime last year. Well, now her daughter's got it and she's been sent home from school. So that kind of figured in with what was being said. So I thought, fair enough, you know, maybe they do need to think about vaccinating children just so they can carry on with their education, basically. Anyway, then the story this morning is from Javid. He's the new health secretary, the one that wasn't caught fondling his assistant. Well, not yet, anyway. And he said, we're lifting all the school bubbles. Not necessary. So I'm looking at these two headlines and I'm thinking, I've clearly come in at the wrong reel again. But that's the latest. And then I thought, well, do you know what? The bubbles aren't making a jot of difference. So you might as well. But children are getting it. And they are passing it along liberally. In other news, we're starting the third round now. The boosters are starting in September. But only for the people who had it very early. So not the younger ones yet. And they're also intending to vaccinate for flu at the same time. Now, I know what you're thinking. Has anybody tested this? No, of course not. Don't be ridiculous. So that's the COVID update for today. Oh, let me catch up with what's going on over here. Dee says, that's crazy, Renee. I can't believe that. I'm not shocked that they didn't have masks, but what the staff would joke about you having them is weird. It actually reminds me of when we were looking for hand sanitizer. Do you remember that?
Mm.
And she was really fabulous, this woman. She'd just come on shift. And it was about 1 a.m. It was the one where we went in our finery from the last time we were ever out, that time. And she said, I don't think we have shed, but I will go in the back and check for you. This was the 6th of March. Well, it was the small hours of the 7th, actually. And she was fantastic. But ultimately, no hand sanitizer. Not a bottle of hand sanitizer to be found. Obviously, we bought online in the end, in bulk. Oh, great, great, great fun. What else has gone on today? I've written my essay. That was good. What did I do on today? Oh, yes, the new version of ScreenFlow, which actually managed to sneak its way into the store overnight for the purchase, despite the fact they said there would be no discount. It was 66% off, so it was definitely worth buying, which was interesting, wasn't it, Mike? Could I hack your account sufficiently to buy it for you with you not having to get out of bed? And the answer to that was yes. Even though it said you had enough money, but you didn't have enough money.
No.
Didn't even ask you for your password. Do you know what? That really paid me off because mine asked twice.
Oh.
But yours didn't, and I wasn't actually you. Anyway, it went through, didn't it?
Yeah.
So we are now both the proud owners of the Mac App Store version of ScreenFlow 10. Ooh, Right. Let's have a look. Oh. Kim says, we're completely open today. No mask, no distancing. Jolly good. But you're not doing that, are you, Kim? Because you're far too precious for that. And so's Kiva. We gave ourselves no financial limits. That might not end well, Renee. Oh, hello, Paul. We've still got your weather. It went really cool and it even rained. And now they're saying, but we're in for a heat wave. So again, if you could just arrange to take that back. I mean, temperature wise, it's actually supposed to be cooler than it was, but it's obscenely warm, isn't it, Mike?
It's very warm.
Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday and Friday next week, rain. Even thunder on Sunday. So they say Sunday, expect it Thursday, which is bad news because it's hot today and hot tomorrow. And hot Friday. I've lost track of what day it is. It's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
Yeah, I could do with it cooler now. Oh, well, never mind. That's what's happening weather-wise. Can you feel that breeze?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, maybe it will get cooler. Yay! Kiva's already had two walks and she's a happy camper. I bet she is. Lola had two walks on Sunday and needed reviving. He was like, I've got a treat for you, Lola. He's like, no, Daddy, you're going to have to bring it over here. So he did. Oh, I'm glad she's in a good mood. Oh, in Holland, the children are given the choice to get a jab. I can imagine some children must be terrified of the tests. I remember me as a child, I wouldn't have fancied that at all. But I know my mother and I know what she would have done. I would never have darkened a school's door again. Could have done with COVID when I was a kid. I hated school. You know all these reunions they have about how marvellous school is? Mm. Yeah. No, never done that. No, no, that's not happening. I'd say it as it was. Oh, Kim's happy the heat's settled. The heat's come our way. I feared it would, Kim. Not to the degree that you've got it. But we're not built for this. In the UK, you have loft insulation. Because obviously it's cold most of the year. And you have cavity wall insulation. And on the inside, you've got books and you've got soundproofing. So when it gets warm, there's no way to cool it down. It's like an oven. So no, we can definitely do with it. In the minus, I'm fine with that. Because you can always put a heater on. But a fan, no. You see, heaters don't have to make a noise. Fans generally do. And to be honest, the fans aren't touching this because it's humid again. I'm not good in the summer, you know I'm not. I hate the summer. I mean, I don't... What would you say now, Mark? I mean, it's muggy, isn't it?
It's very muggy.
It's not particularly sunny. You wouldn't lie out in it, put it like that. Right. Anthony says, weren't sure if they were just planning for boosters, if they were needed, or if they're actually going to be giving them. They didn't give much information. They do what the government always does. They've leaked a bit. So whichever way it goes after this, they can say, yeah, we said that. It's that kind of thing. Just think, it's Boris's plan. Simon must be lying down in a darkened room at the moment with Boris on the prowl again. Mind you, Prime Minister's Question Time was fabulous. Keir Starmer went for the jugular, didn't he? Did you or did you not sack the Health Secretary? And Boris just can't say yes or no. It's not in his DNA. I think they are planning to give them, but to a very restricted group of people, Anthony. So it's just going to depend, isn't it? The vulnerable, the care homes again, probably. They've already said it's going to be illegal for somebody to work in a care home without a jab. Blah, blah, blah. It's the usual garbage. So we'll just see how that goes. They'll change their mind next week. 20 degrees. I'd swap for that. We're currently... What's Izzy saying? Izzy must be saying it's hotter than yesterday. Where is he? Right, there's Izzy. Where's my glasses? We're at 92 in here. Which is 36. Yeah. So while it's 20 odd outside, not in here. That's the problem. Right, let me carry on. Oh, Kim says she's always resisted authority, so you'll be keeping to yourself and masking when you go to Costco. Yeah, but you're in the right. They'll just get it. Elaine wanted pictures from the store and it was awkward. Well, Renee, I've requested more awkward pictures. Like the gents' toilet, remember, at Alverston?
Oh, yeah.
Nearly got Mike arrested with that one. But there was a machine I wanted a picky of. So either that or go in myself. Oh, anyway, thank you, Renee. Oh, it's like civilization, I remember that. And it's so lovely and clean and new. Oh, and exciting. I remember going there. And it was the things in the middle that were like, oh, that's cool, I'll put some of that in. I remember once going in and I think I wanted like 3 packets of biscuits and a tin of biscuits as a raffle prize and came out with a load of stationery for Christmas, you know, wrapping paper and tape, all with little donkeys on and stuff. The wee donkey.
The wee donkey.
Probably a reindeer, but it looked like a donkey. Oh, anyway, thank you for risking life and limb, Renee. No, Kim can't be tamed. Kim's quite right. Kim's the sensible one. Let's can't jump. Right, I've caught up. Excellent. What else was happening today? It's that lull in the year, you know, when there isn't much in the way of new software. I know we've had ScreenFlow, which is grand. Actually used it today. Haven't bought the direct one yet, so that's still bothering me about it's a trial. And I thought, I know it is, but it won't be soon. Do I use Alfred? Yes, I do use Alfred. Started off on my Mac with Quicksilver, moved to Launch Bar when Quicksilver died, and then there was nothing wrong with Launch Bar, fundamentally, but they weren't developing it that fast. And it was so funny because the week I thought I'll give Alfred a go, because, you know, it's brand new, was the week that Jonathan decided he would give Alfred a go. And he came out and said, Launch Bar haven't updated in a while, just as I tweeted, Launch Bar haven't updated in a while. So we both switched to Alfred that week. So what do you want to know about Alfred? Love Alfred, couldn't live without it. It's not quite the first thing that goes on my Mac. Only because I need the serial number, so 1Password has to go on first. But as Mike will tell you, the last time I purchased an upgrade to Alfred, which I didn't even need to do because I've got a lifetime license, but there was this super supporter thing. And I thought, you know, I couldn't work without it. I'm going to give them more money. Through choice, I'm going to give them more money. So I started doing the update and it said I've got to close Alfred. And I thought, that's fine. And then Mike said, can we just do such and such, whatever it was? And I said, yeah, but I'm in the middle of buying Alfred, so just a minute. So he said, oh, it won't take 5 minutes. So I said, right, what do you want? So he said, well, we need to open X. So I did the Alfred shortcut and nothing happened and thought it was broken. So literally in the 30 seconds that Alfred wasn't running in the entire year, I needed it about 9 times. So in the end, there were that many bad words coming out, like a Gatling gun, that Mike said, you know what, let's just leave it until you've sorted Alfred out, because I'm going to get no sense out of you until you've got Alfred restored to its former glory. So I had to buy Alfred to get it back. So, yes. Oh, I am the queen of Alfred. I do love Alfred, I must admit. I do. I probably don't use it as much as I could because I still have Typinator. But the stuff that I've put in Typinator, I don't think Alfred could handle. It's all in code. I'm manipulating strings and taking chunks out of them. So while I have used Alfred as a clipboard extender, and the other thing, like Text Expander, I don't actually use it for those two at the moment. Right, Dee's found a YouTube. Found a YouTube who is such a Mac biter, mainly does stuff for writers. But it's all Mac based. You love his style and personality. Think you all might like him. So when you saw him talk about Keyboard Maestro, you knew he was one of us. Oh, Keyboard Maestro is also fabulous. Keyboard Maestro is where I turn when something else breaks. As soon as an app breaks, like a shortcut key stops working that did work, or something at the system level doesn't work, then it's like straight into Keyboard Maestro and fix it. I know Keyboard Maestro can do a whole lot more than that, but sometimes you just don't need that. That was how come I ended up in Typinator with this string manipulation, which would be fine if the language within it was in any way sensible, but it's not. It's like written in backwards Excel language, where you've got to tell it what first and then pass the string, and the syntax is hideous. Hideous, hideous, hideous. So amperage, what are we talking about amperage? Do you mean annually? Or is it something else of which I don't know? Oh, poor Izzy, it's getting very, very hot in here. I think Izzy might bust a gut today, you know. Tis that hot. Mind you, at least today, did you notice the Mowing Mafia?
No.
They were here for all of about 10 minutes, no. Somewhere up the road. But they were quite quiet, considering.
No, I heard the siren earlier.
So what else have we all been up to today? I've written tomorrow's essay as well.
Oh,
yes. Cool. So I'm ahead of myself. I'm also going to have to do Fridays as well, aren't I? Because Friday's a busy day getting ready for after hours.
Yes.
Now, what's in after hours? Not a clue. So if somebody wanted to make a suggestion, do I know about Omni Outliner? Never heard of it before. Yes. Got that free with my first Mac. Which was really quite weird looking back. The Omni Group had got together with Apple and provided a fully licensed version. Now, their stuff's not cheap, so that was great. And then when the update came out, I thought, well, you're not going to be able to update from it, you know. not going to give you a discount as well. And they did. I also contacted them regarding a license. You used to have to buy a family license. And then when I read up on the license, they changed it and you could put it on as many Macs as you own, just you. But there was no way to cross-grade, downgrade from a family license to an individual license. So I wrote to them and said, you know, I want to upgrade, but I don't know which box to tick. None of them fit the scenario. So I put in the information and they wrote back and said, here's a free license. And I'm like, but I wanted to give you money. But they wrote back with a free one. So yes, they are fabulous. Right, let's have a look. PDF Expert. PDF Expert. Is that Mac or iOS? Let's pop that down. Is there a way to convert a screenshot into a PDF via Snagit to make it OCR? Ooh, Kim. It's, you know, one sentence and so many options there. Right. Yes, if we open Snagit. Snagit. Right, so you've captured something, have you, in Snagit, and you then want to convert it to a PDF. So let me get a page that would work-ish, like that one. Right, what you should be able to do on the share option. Or maybe not. Maybe you would have to do a save as. Right, let me do a save as. Save as will let you save it as a PDF, but if the sole purpose of doing this is to extract the text from it, then don't forget that Snagit itself can extract the text.
I use that every week.
There is the other way to do it, which is TextSniper. Don't put that into YouTube, it bans you.
Oh.
TextSniper's faster, but if what you want from this PDF, if you want to put it in a PDF solely for the purpose of OCRing it, you can actually extract the text at the Snagit level. But if you do want to take it out as a PDF and then let maybe DevonThink do it or something, then yeah, just go to File Export or File Save As and it will save it as a PDF if that's the file format you want. Right, let's have a look here. Oh, Anthony's been creating a YouTube video about why correct heading structure in HTML is important to screen reader users. Absolutely. Semantically create your HTML pages. But you know, most people struggle with HTML, much less the semantic side of it. Hello, Tracy! PDF Expert, like €90 on the Mac. It's not cheap. No, it's not. There is an iOS version. That's even more of a story with it. But usually you can always get PDF Expert cheap. You just need to know where to look. So let's try and see if there's a deal at the moment. You won't find it if you spell it like that, woman. All right, let's have a look. Fingers crossed, fingers crossed. Oh no, that sale's ended. Normally you can get it for about £25. But there isn't a deal on there at the moment. So unless I try another one. It's about time they came out with a new version, to be honest. Oh, there's plenty of PDF stuff there, but not PDF expert. It's usually on offer. If it isn't on offer today, probably within a month it would be. But no, I don't see it there. We've got PDF Pro 2, we've got PDF Converter, PDF Reader Pro and PDF Manager. But we do not have... Oh, and PDF Editor. But we do not have Expert at the moment. But usually it's on offer. But when it started, that was something silly like £4.99. And then they realised there was a market for it. It shot up to £17.99. And then after that, it just went orbital in terms of price. Free on iOS, but you don't get all the features. I don't think it is free on iOS. There is one called Documents from the same people that's free on iOS. Let's have a look. It's 2Ds, isn't it? Let's see if we can find that one. Readle. Right. There's a free trial. Where's the iOS version? No, I think this is a Mac version, isn't it? What's that one? Right, App Store, Mac App Store. Let's do the App Store version and see the price. I stand corrected. It's free. It's free on iOS. Let's have a look at the IAPs. Yeah, but it's basic, basic, basic. It's the documents one. If you get Readle documents, then virtually the whole thing's free, and so is Scanner Pro. But when you look at PDF Expert, well, it says it's free. The in-app purchases, you even have to pay for basic. So basic is $10 and pro is $50, which is obscene. It also says more. So doubtless this really does annoy me. When you go in and you look at the in-app purchases in something and you've only got a little bit of information to go out there, any of them would. But what really narks me is there's 10 different in-app purchases with only 2 different names. How does that make any sense to anybody? There you go. Go have a look at that. Surely it should be required in the App Store that things are clearer than that. Because you could download that. I know it's free, so you could download it. But you download that and you think, well, I wouldn't even know with in-app purchases what I'm looking to buy. It's ridiculous, that. They also have this in-app purchase thing. It was £50. That's £50 a year. It's a subscription. So, yeah, we need an alternative for PDFs, don't we? That's what we need. To be honest, Goodreader is a way better deal. Price-wise, even with the in-app purchases. So, Goodreader iOS, how much is that these days? I know they did put some kind of in-app purchase on it that was like a pro version. Let's have a look. App Store download. So it's $5.99, but it offers in-app purchases. Are they kidding? Oh my God. Did we blink and miss the price of everything multiplying by 3 million?
Sounds like it. Why, how much is it?
£79.99.
Oh.
For an iOS app.
I don't think we paid that.
Do you remember the days of them being 79p and you couldn't get them fast enough?
Are you sure the decimals and play point store in the right place?
Ah, that's a lifetime licence. Now, it doesn't say...
You'd have to live a long time.
You would. Yeah. Possibly longer than I've got left to make that work. But the Pro Pack is $18 annually or $3 monthly. Or you get this Pro Pack, you know, forever for $80. But $80 is a bit... Whoa! Never mind. Right, let's catch up here. Okay. Kim was planning on saving it for others as a PDF, but searchable. think you'll have to do it in DevonThink. Yeah, DevonThink will make the text searchable. It puts that transparent layer on the top. D wishes the pages, keynote, numbers icons on the Mac were the same as on iOS. They look nice on iOS and dated on the Mac. Oh, I agree, they're awful. I think I said that when they first came out. It was like, why are these on a white background? They were shocking. I do believe, though, it's quite easy to change the icons, presupposing that you can extract them from iOS first. A lot easier than it used to be on the Mac, anyway. Oh, Renee, come on. Of course you've got files with 600,000 layers in. You must have. All you need to do to replicate that, to try it, is download one of those files from a vector, you know, free vector library. And when you open it, like EPS, when you open it, each element's totally separate. So you could try it with that, because they choke as soon as I open them. So that's going to be interesting. Liquid text is tempting. PDF reader, you can pull things out of. Make Minds map next to it. Looks really fun. Oh, D, we don't need the trailer. We did it in After Hours. When did I do that, Mike? Would have been a good few months ago now, but I did. Because I'd done a video back in the autumn. So it was probably either just before or just after Christmas. And I'd done a video for this course that I was on. People wanted to know how it worked. So I did this video for them. And then I did the same video, or the same content, for After Hours. And then I did it on mobile. And it is, it's fantastic. If what you want to do is highlight stuff in a PDF and then basically like make an outline of the PDF, then it is, it's fantastic. The only issue I found with it was it synchronized when it felt like it. And not when it didn't. And that was a bit of an issue. But they have brought out updates since then. But Liquid Text is very, very good. The alternative to Liquid Text was Margin Note. Margin Note, in my opinion, feature-wise, it edges it. I couldn't upgrade. That was why I did Margin Note, wasn't it? It was Catalina only. Liquid Text when it first came out. You know, they'd banged on about it for years, and it's coming to the Mac. And then when it did, it was like, yeah, it's Catalina only. And Catalina had literally only just been released, and I thought, it's not worth putting it on. That's when I switched to Margin Note. But then afterwards I could use either, because I upgraded to Catalina. But either of them are very, very good. Hello,
After Hours,
Sarah.
49.
Wow, was it that long ago? That's scary.
November 2019.
Oh, we were only one. We were one. We missed a couple of shows, didn't we? Back in the days when you could go out. Mind you don't have to go out to spend money, do you, Renee? So what's Sarah been up to? Checking the room for starting in-person yoga classes. Disappointing. Needed 100 square foot per person to be removed.
On that show, you covered ScreenFlow 9.
Whoa! Must be that time. It's all on the playlist, D. It's all on the playlist. So 49 was that one. Was there any others? Was that Margin Note or Liquid Text?
That was Liquid Text.
So when was Margin Note? Because I'm sure it was after that. Put the numbers in. Find the URL, which is mapbytes.co.uk/afterhours playlist, and then just find the number. Oh, Paul, that's a wonderful way to look at it. It's not how much money you've spent, it's how much time you've saved. That's what I say when I spend money. Seriously?
I've also got Liquid Text in 82.
I probably did do it in 82.
Twice.
Yeah. Yeah. The first one will have been to say, this is fabulous, but I can't show it to you. So work backwards. Whenever you get numbers for the Map Bytes After Hours, work backwards and you'll be fine. Right, I'm catching up over
85
here.
Was Margin Note, according to this.
Right, make a note of them. Right. Quite right, Kim. I really don't feel the need to ever go out. In fact, I didn't actually spend that much money when I went out. When I went out, the kind of money I spent would have been like, oh, look at those biscuits. I'll have some of those. Which, you know, now it's just like, oh, look at those biscuits in a web browser. I'll have some of those. So the only difference is it's actually costing me more to do it from home. Hmm. But the impulsive things you buy. Do you know what we've probably saved the most money on, seriously, Mike? Is Catenian event tickets. So you go for a meal and it'd be like £36 a head. But the thing was, when you got there, there was then the obligation to buy the raffle tickets at £10 each and so forth. And then you had to get a round of drinks in. Well, I think one bottle of wine was about £30. If you went to Tesco's next door, it was £2.99. But obviously, at the posh places, it was about £30 a bottle. So, you know, four bottles for a table and you bankrupt yourself. So actually, just think of all the money we've saved, not by going out, that I can spend on lovely toys. So I did. New iPad. There you go. All taken care of. Oh, I saw a fantastic rumour today. Now, bearing in mind, 1st of July tomorrow, there'll probably be, this was the rumour, there'll probably be a new MacBook Pro before Christmas. I thought, I think Lola could have predicted that. The other thing that was there, that was something I've been saying for years, maybe Apple will bring out a new iPad Pro. I know we've only just had the old one. A new iPad Pro with a screen as big as the laptop. So they were talking 16 inches. I've always said there's scope for a 17-inch iPad. But if there was one, would you buy it? Oh, Renee says he's found ways to spend money at home. Yeah, I think we all have, haven't we? Oh, naughty, naughty. Is there an index of topics covered in MacBytes, says Anthony. That's going to set Tracy off, isn't it? We've contemplated how best to do it, and it's a nightmare, but we're still working on it. We have a list, but the list that we have is in Notion, and it's in the content creation system, so it's all wrapped up in there. Notion isn't actually very friendly at getting out information that's in a relational link to other information. But we're working on it. We need to find a way to make it work. So it's a jolly good idea, but we're still working on it, Anthony. ScreenFlow is not currently available in the Aussie App Store. In that case, Paul, it's on the way in. That's what happened. Full Saga, they released it last week, version 10. It was Wednesday. And they released it in the App Store. And some people bought it. But within 5 minutes, it had gone. Worse than that, version 9 was back. So people for the last week who didn't know any better but had been told, you know, go buy ScreenFlow, were buying version 9, not 10. I checked every 2 hours that I was awake. So I set a little reminder for myself, and every 2 hours I checked whether it was there or not, because they won't tell you, because it's going to cost them 66% of their revenue. So when it came back, and I thought it can't be much longer than 2 weeks, when it came back, I was fingers crossed there would be a discount. So last night it appeared. But the timing on it, it was not there about an hour and a half before I checked. And this time I checked, I thought, oh my God, 9's gone. It's on its way. I scrolled right down to the bottom of the list when you type for ScreenFlow. And it was right down at the bottom, and it was on offer, which was how come I bought it for me and then bought it for Mike. So what I would suggest is if 9 isn't there, 10's on its way. When I looked at the hour, the release date that it has in the store, it said 22 hours ago. And I thought there's no way it was there 22 hours ago. So they must be manually going through and adding it to each individual store. So keep your eye out. It will be there. It will. Kim is still waiting for a new large iMac. Praying your SSD doesn't crash. Logic says September, but it could be longer. It could. Because they've really like got behind the 24-inch. Which will be great for a lot of people. But white bezel's not good. And I just want a bigger screen, really. Oh, Renee's been ordering from IKEA. Wow. I'd love to go to IKEA. One, they do a fantastic breakfast, and two, we need a cupboard for the bathroom, and have done for the last 2 years. Right. Dee says, have you considered making the After Hours thumbnails? The shot with the wolf, but not the one with the Dayton episode, the one with the list of topics. The only difference that would make, Dee, as a thumbnail view, you probably wouldn't be able to read it. And the list of contents is underneath the video with clickable links. So they're all there, but you have to know which show. So that's the bit we need to kind of go up a level and work out. But it's been on our to-do list. It's the top of our to-do list for After Hours. And every time we come to look at it, we kick it around for a bit and go, yeah, that's not going to work. But we're still contemplating it, so don't give up on it. We just need to find a way that works. Because we've got the 3,000 ways that don't work. Just like, was it Edison with his light bulb?
Mm.
Yeah, that's where we're at. You're very welcome, Paul. I had to do that every time. When it first came out in the store, I thought, oh, that would be amazing, because from the store, I can install it anywhere I like. So if I'm out at a client's and I need to record their screen, I can quickly, out at a client, those were the days, I can install it, record it, delete it. So from the store's fabulous. And they say they can't do an upgrade, but it's complete balderdash. They can, they choose not to. The Omni Group do. But what they do is put it on the cheapest it will be. It'll be, it starts at the upgrade price. In the UK, that's $48.99. Used to be $29.99, went to $38.99, and now it's $49.99. But that's the cheapest it will ever be. That's your upgrade price. But they don't tell anybody because they don't actually want you to buy it. In fact, if you look at all their blurb, there is hardly a link anymore to the App Store. They want to be in the App Store, but they don't actually want you to buy it from the App Store because they don't have your contact details. They, you know, really, you're Apple's customer, you're not theirs. That's why they do it. But they do like to be in there. But all you can do is find out when it's released and then wait and pounce. Just check every 2 hours. It's still on at that price here. What they normally do when they've done with it is it'll start at $48.99 and then it'll go to $68.99 and then it'll just keep going up until it gets to $149.99. And that'll be it then. They'll then stop at that point. This, of course, bodes incredibly ill if you want Camtasia from the App Store. Because currently that's $99.99. If they find out that ScreenFlow are charging 50% more, I predict that will shoot up. So if you did want that and you wanted it from the App Store, now might be a good time because it's currently $99.99. Oh, Renee supplied IKEA when working for Rubbermaid. IKEA's smart. I love the fact that their stuff, or we've only ever had one thing from there that was a living nightmare to put together. Everything else has been like really straightforward. But we got this breakfast bar thing for Mike's flat when we were selling it. And the holes weren't drilled right. So we got it on the wall. And I said, this isn't going to go up there. You know, and I had the thing inside out and I knew exactly what I was doing. It wasn't a mistake I'd made. And I said, it's just not drilled in the right place. So there I am, flat on my back on the kitchen floor with a drill, trying to drill a hole in this thing so we could actually get it in the right position. Good job we weren't staying, wasn't it?
Mm.
Yeah, it was just really to showcase that, you know, there was this bar in the kitchen. This is going to be interesting. Dee said, what's Rubbermaid? I just want Renee to pause slightly there and let Dee's mind run riot for a while. Oh, I had something else to share as well. Where's that gone? Let me get back to my Mac Bites. And, oh, who doesn't want one of these? How cute is that? It's a panda, but not as you'd know it. It's a red panda, and it's just moved to Bristol Zoo, where they're trying to get it to mate. So this is Pan the panda, and he's being paired with a two-year-old called Shifumi at Bristol Zoo. Do you remember when I went to Chester Zoo and sat for 3 hours waiting for them? They were in a tree and wouldn't come out. And I was intent that we were getting a picture. If it took me all day, we were getting a picture. So we sat there all day. Oh, look at its face. Just too cute. Lola would love that. But it's not quite a snub-nosed monkey eating berries. No, well, okay, Dee. No, it's not got any food. But if it had an ice cream, it would be very cute. They're a little bit bigger than a domestic cat, but they walk a bit like a domestic cat. And they've got like a tail, which a panda only has like a stub of a tail. But these have like a proper little tail. Wasn't there a story about one that escaped in Northern Ireland?
I remember one did escape. Can't remember where it is.
It was either Northern Ireland or Chester. And because they're not that large, you could mistake it for a big cat. But yeah, they're incredibly cute. Oh, you just want to cuddle one. They're gorgeous. Do I like cats? I don't dislike cats, Dee. But I'm more of a dog person.
Lola likes cats.
Lola likes squirrels as well.
Yes, she nearly had a cat yesterday.
What did the cat have to say about it?
It's scarpered.
That's the thing with cats. They only have two manoeuvres to cats. They either stand and stare around and start hissing.
Yeah, arch their backs and
yeah.
go.
Yeah, and Lola and Maya be like, what's that? Or they're just too compliant by half.
Mm. Oh, she's got a friend in the park.
Is this a fur friend?
Yes, it's called Teddy.
Teddy?
Teddy. It's a little white boy dog.
Oh, do you remember that one we saw coming back from church at the Jow?
Yeah.
We are the type of people who, if we see you with a dog we like, we stop and say, oh, what a lovely dog. What's it called? Wasn't it called Bear?
Charlie?
I thought it was called Bear.
It could have been. Oh, there was another dog.
Yeah, there were two.
Lived up here called Charlie.
Oh, he's ever so cute. My mum said, I mean, typical of my mother, considering the woman didn't like dogs, full stop. Well, she didn't have a problem with dogs as long as it was somebody else's. As long as they weren't living in her house, she was fine. But once we'd got Maya, I mean, he was the most gorgeous dog, wasn't he? Such a beautiful temperament and just totally adorable. And she said, personally, I like a chow. I thought, Mum, you don't like any bloody dogs. Don't start. She waits till you've got one and then says, well, I'd have preferred a chow. It wasn't your choice.
Have you seen a Pomsky?
No, I haven't. Oh, they're cute.
Yeah, there's a dog in the park.
That one looks like he's got glasses on in the top corner. Yeah,
that's a Pomsky. But I said to the guy, what sort of dog is that one? Because he's got two.
Yeah.
And he said a Pomsky. And not knowing what a Pomsky looks like and having just Googled it, I think he was talking about the other one.
Oh, right.
Because the one I was talking about is a Spit of Lola. It's not a Sammy.
Oh, be a Spitz or something.
No, it's not a Spitz. I don't know what it is.
Loving Kim there. Snub-nosed monkeys freak me out a little. Could be what aliens look like. Kim, look at it this way. They can't possibly freak anybody out as much as politicians do. Who are worse than aliens. Oh. ScreenFlow just arrived, $79.99 Australia, downloading it. Yay! You see, I told you to keep looking. Mm-hmm. They offer an in-app purchase, we'll see what later. Can help you with that. It's the assets. The assets are, in dollars, they're $60 a year. I think in the UK, they're £60 a year. It's 60 whatever, not bad, given what you get, but you'd get far more with an element subscription. But it's nothing to do, it won't affect the thing functioning or not. It's just assets. Camtasia offer the same system, but there's a 200 a year, which is obscenely expensive.
There's a white Pomsky.
Oh, now that looks like it's crossed with a husky,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Well, it is. Yeah. It's a Pomeranian husky cross.
It doesn't look much Pomeranian, though.
No.
Because there's no fur on it. Anyway, congratulations to Paul, who has managed to spend money without leaving home, proving the point. Oh, cats are too standoffish. They're very independent cats. How much is ScreenFlow where I am? It was $48.99. That's the upgrade price, or the price in the App Store at the moment. But the full price is $149.99. But seeing as though that's used here about 10 times a day every day, it gets its use. You know, we're going to need to see if Dee can get one of a stuffy that matches the monkey. Yeah, the assets are optional. They're not required. You can add your own to a global library. For some reason, the first time they added that, it didn't work with me. It kind of put them somewhere weird and it didn't embed them in the file. And I thought, this is ridiculous. This won't work going forward. Because when I save a final file, and it's the same with Camtasia. Now, it was the Windows version of Camtasia that did all kinds of stuff that was totally infuriating. But in essence, if you've got something in the global library and you change it, it changes it in all of the files, which is grand. But if that changes and then you add a file later that was an archive and you bring it back, then it kind of loses its connection. So having played with it, I thought, yeah, I won't be using that. The libraries in Camtasia are way better. They are completely independent and you kind of wheel stuff in that you need and wheel stuff out as and when. And you can do a whole package export thing. But the actual assets themselves, that's your assets that you've put into it. I would just embed them all in each file and be done with it. That way you will not have any problems in the future. But this weird global library thing was doing its own thing. But the assets appear in a dedicated like assets panel, which I think is on the left now. I never ever see it, so I'm not bothered. I did have them for a year. It was given to me. They gave me a sub for a year because I'd written a review. So I did have access to the assets, and it was convenient that you could do the search from inside ScreenFlow. But to be honest, the assets that were in there, like I remember looking for, I think we were doing a barbecue, and I looked for like barbecue stuff, and I thought, this is all very familiar. And when I went to Pixsave, which is free, Pixabay, which is free, half these assets had come from there. So they're not actually Telestream or ScreenFlow specific assets. They are a collection of assets that are licensed by ScreenFlow for you to use. Also, the other issue that you may have with that, and it happens more with audio than video, to be honest, but there is audio in there, is that you're asked for a license if you put it on YouTube, and you might not have an individual license. So for me, it's just far easier to have an Elements subscription. And every time you download something from there, you automatically get the option to download the license. And all you need to do is copy and paste it into YouTube and you're done. So even at $60, £60, I don't think I'd bother. I'd just put that towards Envato. But yeah, that's the only thing that's in there. You don't have to worry about anything else. Right, what are we talking about cute now? Puppy search, Pomskis. Oh, just look at their little faces. They are all very different though, aren't they? They are all very, very different, both in colour and in the shape of the face. You really wouldn't know what you were getting, would you? I remember driving up to Glasgow and saying to Mike, you know, I mean, we didn't even have a... Well, we did know what we'd call him, didn't we? Mm. But it was like, I hope these dogs aren't biscuit. I hope they're not biscuit coloured. Because you're like, white, Samoyeds are white. It's not a fault if they've got some biscuit colour to them. But it was just like, if they do have some biscuit patches, where are these patches? And they could look quite strange. But we get there and six puppies dive on top of us. And she had the mum and the dad and Uncle Lucas as well. So I think there was about nine Samoyeds there that dived on top of us and they're all as white as snow. Oh, they were just too adorable. Apart from Maya's mum, who stole a cup of coffee. Oh, she was lethal. We should have known the way she went on. She ambled into the room. And once the mum has had the pups, about 7 to 8 weeks later, it could be to do with feeding them, but they completely blow their coat. So she was bald in spots and a kennel mum was trying to brush it all out. So his mum wandered in, Crystal she was called. She wandered in and she saw this cup of coffee and she saw the grooming brush and she picked the grooming brush up, walked behind the TV and threw it. So she was next to the TV and she threw this brush behind the TV, ambled back to the sofa and started drinking the cup of coffee. We should have known then, shouldn't we? Mm. So Fiona came in, that was her kennel mum, and she said, I thought I'd got the grooming brush out. And I said, Crystal's just put it behind the TV. She went, this dog will be the death of me. So she fished it out. Oh, great, great fun. Right, let's have a look. Renee's taken something as an example. Let's have a look. Oh, look at the vase on that. Yes, I think you should all do that. That looks amazing. And if you could make the rock that he sat on look like an ice cream, even better. Even better, but you've got to capture that look in the eyes. That is a look and a half. Oh, dear me. Let's have a look at it. Oh, bear books. That's cool. I'm liking bear books. Oh, do that one, though. Do the stump-nosed monkey thing. The one with the monkey face, the not-happy monkey. Yeah, I like him. Definitely, definitely. Is he snub-nosed, do you reckon? It could be a she, couldn't it? No, I think it's a he. He's got that kind of look, hasn't he? Anyway, don't forget, first job you've got to do when we've finished in a minute is you need to go and find the video. I think that was the link, wasn't it? Let's have a look. BG. That's the video. That's the Matt Hancock video. If you weren't here right at the beginning, it's a guy on YouTube who takes real footage from the politicians and then adds his own commentary to it. So the footage that you see of Matt Hancock making a right town hall, as we would call it here, of the interviews, they're genuine. The speeches from Matt Hancock are real. He really was that much of a complete buffoon. But it says that the guy's pitched himself as though he is speaking to him via an earpiece. And I was laughing out loud last night. It was that funny. So definitely you need to do that. Oh, he's savage and grisly, is he? He's got that face on him. He has definitely got that face on him. But I look forward to seeing your attempts at that while I sit and pontificate what's going to happen on Friday. And put the fan back on because I am boiling. Boiling.
Me too.
Oh, Renee's got some stuff to put together first from IKEA. Oh, good luck with that. I hope it all arrives and is fabulous. We just need to sort ours out. But it'll happen sooner or later. Right, okay then. For the moment, I'm going to say good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.